to be an MC? Okay, fine. So, are you going to be MC? You asked a question, and okay. First, I'm looking around to give share to such a special tzibur over here. I recognize a lot of the faces, and I guess what I can say about the Rish Kill is what the compliment I always get about is if you walk into the shul and you say, "Wow, Hazachas v'tzibur," it must be something about the Rav also, stomach, you know. So. Okay, maybe over there it's not always correct, but I just wanted to have the ability to to talk in line with Chasham and Teira. So it's always I always like coming to a place where they're holding a song I'm not. I always enjoy it. No, the reason why he is because when you're Rav, you're passing everything. This thing is not being in the Sugya. So the pshat is, if I come out of today that like it's not good enough, I'll have to chazer. So see how it goes. Okay. I have some questions. A woman makes shir challah, makes half it into challah. Who wrote these questions, by the way? This is like a joint effort. This was what? Okay, I'm just wondering whether there was any agenda over here. A woman makes shir challah and makes half it into challah and half of the dough she uses for cake or for cookies. Okay. So, you want to know basically the dayt v'chalek, right? So, so you have a share and it's a dayt v'chalek, so then the halach is, and then you're not going to be chayim v'chalek. What's called dayt v'chalek? So, Taisvis, or Shainan. I guess we'll just answer this question b'dik by itself. I imagine what you're asking the question is, whose question is to start that? Well, what question? Okay, so you want to just present the question? In other words, what we're addressing over here.
In some household,
we used
to make
the
share.
No, that happens all the time. Yeah. All the time. Make challah and half of it for cake and half of it for cookies. Okay, so you know basically. Okay, so that's not. So obviously, I guess your question is you're making half, it's going to be less than a share. We're talking about where you're making less than a share on both sides, and you're not going to have share lechem, right? And that is in terms of how much is the share, all the amounts, so you're out of the, you're splitting into one and one, right? That's one and 1.1 and whatever. Making both sides by the nochiyev. You want to know basically, I guess there are two options here, chai with a bracha, chai without a bracha, or just enjoy it and not chai at all. So, the chaznish is of the opinion of daitel chalik is even on one person, if you're daitel chalik, even on one person. And the classic case is that the chalak is split into two different people. That's the classic case of the Mishnah, the classic case of the Sugya. I'm making it split into me and you, that's going to be the classic case. The child was Daitel Chalak one person, is there a concept of Daitel Chalak or not? So, correct me if I'm wrong, not much discussion about this. Well, who's the first person to discuss it?
Kiba and Noah is.
What? Pas kibur pas noah is when they're separate to be noishachit, to make a chayiv. That's when separate things to put together. Here, we're together, which will be mechalakit.
It's lechalik because of that
problem. Right. In other words, pas kibur pas noah is two separate things that put it together. Is that called? See if not. Here, it was together, and now we're going to go ahead and be mechalik. So, I guess where's the first that we know of? Going, Chazanesh. The Chazanesh is very strong of that opinion. Basically, the Daitel Chalak Atzmi also that would be considered Daitel Chalak. A person has like a pachzan, which you have a pod on. You make a cake, and half of it is with chal, half of it is with cake. Something which you don't want to be together, and you're makbel on it, and you don't want it together. So therefore, definitely you're not going to be chayiv with a bracha. I think that you're not chayiv even without a bracha. I think it's totally potter. I'm not familiar with anybody who's chiluk on that side. There's a lot of plans on what Daitel Chalak is, right? I'm not familiar with the chiluk on this svara, la'atzmai. They say svaras from Daitel Chalak, all the svaras they say, different times that put together, all the four svaras of Pesi Tshuva. There's no one who discussed specifically this thing and said this is no good. No, it's Svara, this is very shtak and Daitel Chalak. Daitel Chalak, I'm not, but I don't want to be together, and why should they be a tzirif? There's enoch adat akalik olam izah. There's like bada, there's everything. That's where the goyim chazanish are coming from. And you don't see anyone else tell them that they're chiluk on that. And they're in svar and glat. So they got the svar. So I think you're a putter. Like, I don't know, if anything, what?
Being together means the shikha, what, how much together is going to show you?
But tell me right now, you made a dough. 2.3 kilo. Now, after I make the dough, I'm making half challah, and I make it down until, say, 1.1 and 1.1 and 1.5, it's going to be 1.2. So I have two things, half going to cake, half going to challah. So there, I make it, challah, chocolate cake, goes together, right? No one wants it, and there's a makbet in there. So I'm not familiar with anybody in the history of Klai Yisrael, if I'm wrong, whoever said that that would be chayav challah. What did I say?
She'll bake it. Same idea.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Why would they have to go so far? Why would the other firm go so far to say giving it out to other people?
It's a weird kit. What? I mean, why? You understand? The world changed a lot, right? You know, nowadays, you go into, even like from when we grew up, right? I went back to Muncie and like I walked into the, you know, my supermarket was about the size of this, like, a smash, a little smaller. I come in, like, yeah, the supermarket's like, whoa, like, you know, 46 aisles and like almost a mile long. I'm like, what do they have there? So I walk in. So I went to get, I tell my kids we want a Viennese crunch. So you walk in and there's like a whole aisle of Viennese crunch. It's like all different types and shapes and sizes, this and that. It was like, my kids been like, they can't figure out what to buy. Like, so many choices, there's a bubble on Meiches. But anyhow, so you want to know what was going on, you know, B'mei Chazal, did they have like all sorts of like you know, those. And they were three different foods, we know. But like, I don't know if it was such a normal thing that they, whatever. That, you know, I don't think it's a right fact that they say that was the darts. I don't know what, it's a normal thing that you made this, you made that, you split it, and like that.
When they don't have kapada, then chazanish
is also made. Yeah, it's like pada, like chocolate cake, and then.
What?
If it's the other part of the Chazanish Moed, it's real like part like this, then same. The other way around, because Chazanish doesn't agree with. The other Svaras, Chazanish is like, hey, Chazanish is not like, what do you mean? Which thing? Like, what? Chazanish whole world is like part of an Akbar. The other Shem say, let's say I'm splitting it, but it's not part of it. Two people, it's not part of it. Chazanish would say, kind of. But other people say, no, that's two people. That's, two people, you know, that's what it looks to be. Okay, sir, not from anybody who I think you don't have to be
mafresh now. You're not makbe in the shikha, you're just makbe, you don't want it. But like, it's the cake was, you know, you put a little bit of chocolate in it. You don't care if they'll be touching it. If a little bit goes off to there, it won't be so bad. Just makbe, it won't be, you know, you don't want it to be
So I'll say two things. Number one, Rabbi Avraham, you're not catching so much. You're like me. I'm like, okay, we're saying it's fine. It's good. But the second thing is, there is a, right, you're getting, that's not so big arichas in the, also there's some karikas, I got Avraham, Yarfayim, Karachayim, all that raid was totally in Makbin on Teruvus of the Issa, or just in the Sheikha, the Pasha should be Teruvus of the Issa, I'm saying. And if you don't want the Issa's to go, mix them together, but I mean,
that's a separate tool.
What? Yeah, I'll change
the way. Because that's
the way the Sefer Chua says, if that's someone's character in the world, it doesn't have enough. So that might be touches on all that. Yeah. Okay, who wants to be
Mahafish?
Any?
Okay,
fine.
If
who wants to be Mahafish? What?
If you have 1.6, I
want to.
What's the middle of the
rope?
1.2?
What'd you say? It's not from the rope. The middle is 1.2 to be higher than a rope. That's a chaim now, right? That's not nice. Would you have to keep Cheshbin, in other words, you have, this is like people get out of the room, it's right. Chaim knows the Chumash says 1.2. The Chaz is 1. Okay, wait, 1.2. 1.6, whatever, something comes high with the rocket coin to Chaim Na, right? So if you like go up in between, so let's say 1.2, right? On the side, I was really part of this, what was I doing? I guess all the time. I guess I hope it happens. I was mafresh challah, and the challah fell back into the food. And like, what are we doing now? So the first question I have to ask is, so how much challah do you make? So most of the time, it's like 4 cups of flour. That's what it is. Okay? Like, now, every chumrah has a kula, because if you do 4 cups of challah, then you mafresh it. And then afterwards, if you go up to more, right, you have it in the same, some sort of tzir style. If you go from 1.2 to 1.6, and 1.6 to 1.7, you have tzir style, you have to mafresh again. If you go from 1.7 to 2.2, whatever it is, the chazan is going to mafresh again, so you have to keep it in mind. Okay, a woman wants to mafresh challah with the bracha, which doesn't need it all for Shabbos, she needs to have it for a bake next week. So that's the bigger reason for Pesach Shuvah in terms of what's called tate l'chalik, based on Tosfos, we don't zayin l'mechas, yeah, kilo yimafesh b'li bracha, in that case.
Putting in the freezer?
Putting in the freezer, yeah, sorry. A woman made was baking, but she's not baking all at one time. Because, so, that's one of the chilukim of the Pesach Tshuva in terms of Tosfos and Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin, what's called Tate L'Chalek, and if you're not baking all at one time, so then about you have to be mafresh, but one can be mafresh for the bracha. Fine. Are all different bakers and starting from the freezer? What about the other bakers for Kiddush Lachmanis? Sorry. In terms of bakers in the freezer, are they mitzaref? Question number two was what to do for Kiddush Lachmanis. You put them on the table or counter. Does it make the difference when they're in bags? Different trays out on the table for a Shalom Zachar. Okay. In terms of the freezer, so freezer is Arichas Gadal. Did I, like, how quick should I go? Just tell me, because I don't know how long. Yeah. What? In terms of, like, I know. Okay, so the Gresi the Shai has a freezer, so I guess we'll go Mikal or Kaveh. Is a freezer Chayim? It starts really from Tana, right? Tana, the Mara is the Shaila. In terms of Tana, the Tana is the Escape Mikalah. What's the Shaila by Tana? What is it studim? Some say the Shaila Tana is, it's a Mechobel Karka. Right, on holidays, more Shabbos, the mom's in the karka, cemented in. So that would lead us to the shaila is the freezer mechubel karka. Mobi shaila freezer mechubel karka, because it's plugged in. Something that's plugged in, that would be inside to say it's mechubel karka.
So the way to the difference?
Strange swears, so I'll say, you know, whatever, it's from the karka, it's a lot, I'm saying, from the tire, I don't know, later, I'm saying, it's a lot. It's not called Mechubel Karka, but it's a lot. So in fact, I have a roughy like a chibur, which is not that's a chibur kli, which comes in and out. That's called Mechubel Karka. Very strongly disagree with that, and anybody wants to pop. But Tfilas came on, so you have to table with a bracha. It's not even a tzirif. Okay. And Tim, what do you ask?
The weight make a difference.
So get to that. So there's another tzah by tzahna that maybe 40 saw. That maybe kind of it's not a kli. That's sad. That may be something which is 40 sa. That's something which is nishkan kli. Kli is something which is metaltable. This is something which is more than 40 sa. Apologize for that. The third, there's another safek tana maybe because it's open. That was a safek, but a freezer which is going to be totally closed. Maybe without a chayim, maybe that won't be chayim. So really, it starts from tana. You know, that's where it starts from. So it's like this: to make it with a bracha, it's never in the gay. Why not? So let's start this. If you have chocolate cookies, it's a classic Shalom Zachi one. You have chocolate cookies and cinnamon cookies and all sorts of cookies, so that you're makhlid, so that's not going to be tzir. That's right? Different minim, and therefore there's not going to be tzirif in that case. So the average Shalom Zachi, things like that's not going to be the issue. The issue will be.
Rav told me last week on the Makor Chaim that when it's baked, we go baser with your makhlid on basically you're not makhlid once it's baked.
That was?
There's no acting as a kodah, but it's your salad
big already. Because you don't care at that point already? Yeah, I don't think so. Saying the upside is that already, like, the mice you don't want to touch, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't care.
You're not in the kitchen.
Yeah. What? They took the salad. They were not for a salad and matzah, but it's in salad.
What?
Salad and matzah, they want
matzah.
They said
they were sorry.
Salad and matzah,
the crocodile,
they bring.
Because, I think, if different types of cakes and they're touching each other, so they work on the cake. I think a person wouldn't want it. So different cakes, kipshuta one would not have to be bothered. Shalas when it's all going to be the same. Let's say it's all challah, right? You bake challah separately. You put them all together, or you got like everyone just like the theme of the year is like chocolate chip cookies, right? So it's tons of chocolate chip cookies, and it's all in the freezer, or your own, or the classic case, you're giving chocolate, you can chocolate mines yourself. So now you baked all this in the shear, now you're putting all in the freezer. You're baking all in the freezer, or let's go more simple case, home businesses, right? They make less in the shear and they have all in the freezer. What's going to do it there? So in terms of a bracha, Did you ever make a bracha? In order to make a bracha, see a sa, what do you need? You need the gear, right? So you're never ever going to be with a bracha.
You need the gear to yourself.
To make a bracha?
For
a bracha. Another bracha, mishpul is not. No, not mishpul.
It's
tough and zang, right? For a bracha, for a bracha. For bracha. I'm not saying for chir. I'm saying for bracha. I'm not saying for chir. For bracha, yeah. But for bracha pashas, you not make a bracha on it because the art's done like that. If you make a bracha, now mitzad etzem chiyav shabai. Hold on a second. Mitzad etzem chiyav shabai. Mitzad etzem chiyav shabai. And the chanami, if it is all the same type of thing, so you know, are it stadim lahakal? The art stadim. We could say, you know, it's telling what tanner it is. Maybe it's 40 sa. I mean, that's the thing. There's a sale in the place where like bags and stuff. Separate kelim, right? Separate kelim and amist. Sorry. Let's say you have separate kelim and another kli. What's my love separate kelim and another kli? That's a big arichas and whatever. The pashtun of the reading of Mishnah Berurah is that it's chayv. That's the pashtun of Mishnah Berurah, right? If you have a bunch of kelim, you have another kli. Pashtun of the reading of Mishnah Berurah.
That's the open?
What?
That kelim has to be open.
Who? Doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like that. The pashtun of the reading of Mishnah Berurah like that. Do we know? It can be machlik, maybe that's what it means, yes, but I think it's a very big
daifik.
What? It's also not for the Kiev, the bracha, not for the Kiev. What are you saying? The what? Which was mentioned?
It sounds like it calls the Kiev. I mean, it's a big chiddush.
But I'm saying definitely the Pashim Shabur is that, you know, that would be Chayiv. So I definitely think if it's all the same type, all the same men, definitely one should, yes, be Mafish Chalav Chalav Bracha. And one thing I like this, definitely if you're doing something on a super thick level, as you guys tell me, so let's say you came out, it's too much, let's say you come out like this, too much syrup. You all pay out plastic bags of star is mavat. Let's see, all of that, whatever. So, Kalem, you all Mr. Definitely dealing with other people. I don't think you have a right on a public level to, you know, be mechir for somebody else. Else, definitely, I'm still chayiv. Definitely, the lagos will you are chayiv. So, definitely, when giving shalach manas or, you know, somebody's own business, I definitely think you have to be machmir because there are, like, see, they're definitely strong stuff to be machmir, right? There are stuff in the to be mekel, and. Maybe we can maybe say, oh, whatever, okay. But definitely, I think one definitely should be mafish without a bracha. So therefore, definitely shachman is. Anybody have own business?
Shachman is dati
lechalik. So we'll get to dati lechalik soon.
So they're all saying when you get a bunch of different things, you don't have to do that first.
Different types of food, you which you're mak, but they shouldn't touch. I don't think it's best for that side. The person doesn't want his cinnamon buns touching his vanilla cake. And therefore, we're happy at Seir. Always meet Al Bracha because you're not going to have Nagia. Plus, you have Sapra Kalim. The Sapra Kalim is a Svara. I'm sure maybe sounds like, hey, but definitely a lot to debate about that. And it's never going to be a Bracha because Sapra Kalim is, you know, the Svara. Yeah, I'm saying all of them as far as what Tanner is, so definitely you're not going to be Chayav with a Bracha. Definitely should be done without a Bracha. It's definitely Shalach Manas if it's done without a Bracha. Definitely, home businesses should be done without a Bracha. I'm not sure on the home businesses if they are being mafish with this, you know, not sure. I think Matt saying.
What do
you do? What? No, so like this. Okay, so I'm going to get the Hekshe. I'm just going to pause on a second, okay? I'm going to pause, okay. I'll say two things I'm going to get. Someone once called me in recently, not recently, a while ago, whatever it is, that a certain place that... a bakery in terms of being mafish challah, in terms of, you know, in terms of what the policy of mafish challah is. So, it also was like, it broke my heart. So, the store had like 6 hashem already, okay? He's on like number 7 or something like that. So, first I went to the store and I just said like, well, I don't understand, like, why are you calling me now, down? Like, you've been doing this for like a lot of years, like, what's going on at town now? And, I'm not gonna say, it was like, or whatever, what he said, it was like, he's like, I don't know, don't give me a clear answer, do what you want, do this, do that, like, I like that. And I was like, whatever. I mean, okay, so I have Yom Eden, Kaisel is great, Kum Sadiqam, Kum Sadiqam, but whatever. But I told him basically, you should never make less than a share. Because Mechayim will take a share every time. And there's the, every time, 2.2 kilo, you have to make a share. So, that's, and because the bakeries, they're doing much larger amounts at one time. So you can hide them, always make a share. Then you're not going to have two from there on. So when I'm going to get bakeries, you have to mavish challah every time you buy something. Do you have to get it or not? So look, I once heard like many years ago, share from Chasur Rav, and he was like saying very very strongly that he thinks like it's good to have chumra to mavish mashu. He says that the colors in bakeries and it's very complicated and it's very, very confusing. And he thought, he thought that it's good night to go ahead and be mafish chal without a bracha. Now, if Stamirov would say that, so what do you say? Oh, yeah, the name. Okay. Sounds ultra orthodox. The issue was that Rav's name was Harry Reisman. His father owns Reisman's Bakery, right? So he knows what's going on, right? And he's not trying to lose any business, right? It's not a business. So yeah, it's not possible, it's not so simple. You know, how do you have, around the clock, things are going on, I'm baking. So they have systems nowadays. They have a very fascinating systems nowadays, how they have like this, they take something and they make a batch, which is Madi Chayev, and they make it like every half hour. Like continuously, they might take a big share and they can have a half hour. It's like big challah masha. So basically, the path everything went like that. You still have to make a bracha, and yeah, they have all these systems which work. Bracha Hashem, which the all the bakeries do. So definitely have that. It's the kali. You do have the rotating hafreshes challah system that every half hour is going on, and that definitely work. But that's what it was. I'm looking for the kali. I'm not saying you have to. I'm not saying you have to, definitely is a chumra, but later, you'd be simchan later. When you're going to a place like this, you'd be simchan basically, just look at the guy behind the counter, right? You know who he is, and you're hoping for the best. Meshkeh only can do a certain amount, he tries his best. So, you have to, definitely don't have to. It's a nice thing to do. Definitely, go bigger than you do. So, Shalchmanis, back to Shalchmanis, I think Shalchmanis you should do, right? Because number one, it's at. What? So it turns out the chalik. So I think that was a question somewhere along the lines over here. What number was that? Somewhere over here. It turns out the chalik. So the shachet has will say the chalik has to be the chalik b'shas the lisha, not after and not after afia, and not chayshis for that. Mechitzis is a tzad. I think it's a chiddush naram that maybe you have to worry about because after the afia and whatever pashas is the chalik b'pashadia, right? You also have to, when we have to be, when you learn, you have to figure out, like, now there's a little information age, right? Only getting worse, right? But like, so little information age, everyone knows all the shittas and all the opinions and we have everything, whatever, and if we're like, we're still like open up every new safe and everything's like, we bracha because it's a tzad, right? Whatever, like, in Pashti, you learn Shachan Aruch, in the shtetl, right? They just learn the Rishonim, that the Shachan Aruch, the Shachan Aruch, so what do you say, right? It's not Daito Chalik, right? It's Daito Chalik before the. It's Daito Chalik. It's not Daito Chalik in the Isa, it's afterwards, the free Chayib. So I think there was a question about that. Somebody's giving out to the children. Was that the question?
Yeah.
Chaz, where are we over here? 7. Woman makes Chalik on Shabbos, gives them out to her married children. Only has Pocha Shef herself. They should make a bracha. The answer is yes. Okay.
Someone's kids. Who's on there also?
Who?
My wife makes the Shir of Chal and then.
For the Gan?
No.
She gives
the kids. Each
have
their own topping.
What about that? Don't make one cinnamon cake and a cinnamon blueberry. So that's just like pot.
Is it a question?
Yeah, sorry. That's what you have to do. Yes, your job.
What?
Yeah, it's your job. You do that. You know, I'm saying. Give me time to pause anyhow.
The website is also a pizza store, so I'm taking off car and come on a few things. Pizza also. So do you catch a small or less time?
Who's the guy? You saying that what? What? Yeah, Shalachman is your mafish with the bracha. Shalachman is your mafish with the bracha.
Even though you're splitting it up into the role that you're going to give to the person.
But not theirs. It's not theirs yet. And I don't know about you, but like I like something to stick a little, right? The kids don't take. Like it's not like just wants to have whatever. It's not like his, yours, mine. I'm saying, But
the mother makes a shir challah.
Yeah.
And the kids, a little kid takes some of the challah and they each have their own challah and they sprinkle the proper shit on top and they bring it to the
sort of
is that considered a challah? Is that all?
One question to that?
No.
Question No, what makes a shir challah? Kids take a challah and sprinkle on chocolate chips to the challah?
To the dough.
So, if it's different types of cookies and cake that you wouldn't want to get mixed up, so then there's akpada on that, right? That's a chazanish. If it's on the top, that's a hard question. I think that's really
hard.
So it depends. Marburg is not a good question. We have allergic kids to sesame seeds. It's like, you know, that's like, whoa. Doesn't get worse than that. Okay, but regular normal house is okay. So you know, regular normal. It depends if there's like butter or not. You tell me. Yeah? If a person doesn't care. If it comes, this is like, I mean, they think that dough, this is their cookie, and this is my cookie, and no one touches my cookie.
Yeah. Sure
every house is different. The boys, the girls.
If it's going back to the kids, it's a the kids are
mocked.
My kids are mocked. But Vadai, what do you mean? It's theirs.
But when he
leaves
it over, you'll eat the leftovers as well.
What?
When
he leaves
it over, you'll eat the leftovers as well.
The kid looks at it as his, and he's doing charity and like letting you eat it. No, but it depends on Akpada and Akpada.
Let's go back to the first question. Same question. What are we looking for in that problem? Person's fine, it's all the same dough. No one cares, it's just they have two plans with the dough. What's the
if thing? Before the baking there's going to be splitting into different types of food that you would not want to mix them together, so then that'll be
because the end product you don't
want to mix? By the Issa. In the Issa stage, before that fear, I'm planning. In the Issa stage, before that fear, I'm planning on. I'm planning on being macro on it, so therefore that's called Atilcha, before that fear.
Two different topics.
I'm planning on doing different things.
Yeah, well, they all mean differently, just if I'm wrong.
I mean, it's really what Rabbi Marburger said, it all really talks about this exact conclusion. In terms of splitting up the dough, and then you have different
oh, that's
ideas in mind. Where exactly are we seeing the macro? Because the macro is more because...
I mean, that's the going of the chazanish. A person is macro. He's macbid on it, so there's even one that's what he's doing. Choose the dashin, you know, it's only one person and he's macbid on, and that's where we're coming from.
But we're going to Chazanish, then sure we have
some of
the
Mach, that's
for sure.
No, but I'm not, as I said before, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not familiar if anyone argues on that Svara the Chazanish, and the person himself is macbid. I want this to be separately, I don't want to be together, that would not be called that Tehda.
I think that's the question. What is that? I have the ghost like going with going to Chazanish seem to come very similar.
Very similar.
And come out every case.
Right.
But in terms of actually dying, what is the Makta and where is the Makta? Both the Chazanish and the Gaon, they don't really talk about what it is. That's why I came back to the shadow now with the kids. The kids and the
thing about that, if you want it separately and a person would not want these things to be mixed in. So that's called Atilcha.
The dough doesn't mix in.
What?
It's not because he doesn't want the dough mix in. He's a five year kid. That's one mind. Yours is.
So that's two people. That's Shnei B'nai Adam. Every time. Two Chalas Shnei B'nai Adam. Also, I don't care the dough. This is mine, this is yours. Weiter, depending on it, it depends how it's stelled the vag. If this is Brachas and this is Davids. And, you know, Zehu, fine, it depends, yeah, if not, it depends whether it's like both in the day. I'm saying, Viter, maybe, yeah, maybe not. You know, if the kids are easy going, it's fine, it all comes together, who cares? Like, it's supposed to be. Right, it depends if it's like both or not like both. I'm saying, is it?
It's the same
power. It's like two people. Your kids might be two people, they might be two people, might not be two people.
What was that
for
like, on the two different
toppings? So, it depends if just on the toppings, and then you won't care so much if they're going to mixed in. Ah, here, that's the same shot. I care to be my shot.
Now,
Yeah, in fact, only if that's the case. Only if it's like, if you just all, The classical case, they go to Gan, right? And everyone makes a, right? They make a Farshas Challah thing, right? Or our Farshas Challah events, right? They have Farshas Challah events, right? So, if the Pshat is they split up, this is mine, this is yours, this is yours, this is yours, and they bake it, and then they come home and they take, you know, each kid makes a little, like, you know, Aleph in theirs, and this is mine for Eliezer, and this is mine, and that's called separate things. They just all throw it in together. So that's not Dati Lechalek. That's not called Dati Lechalek. All baking it, and afterwards everyone take one. There won't be Dati Lechalek. So by the Ganan, it depends how it's done. They just all put it in, and everyone takes one afterwards, then. That's not techalik. Acher afi, even this person breeded it separately and made one. Who cares? They put all put it together and take it. This is mine. This is yours. This is whatever. So then that'll be the thing. What?
He comes from Ghana, from Africa. Just in case, no.
You have to know what they did. That's all.
Just in case.
Okay, you can do it. Cookie dough. That's a good question. What's with cookie dough? How they want cookie dough? Whose question was that first?
I saw the Rav's notes on it, so.
Yeah, what did it say?
I saw from Rizzo that the Rav's so bad as my brother.
Oh. What did I say? what, Rosen sent you his notes? Oh, okay.
What's the Shiloh?
I can tell the Rav
was not being baked.
No. I think the Shiloh's basically it's not going to be baked. So Shiloh's, it's an Issa which is never going to be baked. So what's going to be like an Issa which a person never ever baked? So is that ever a chayim achal? When's the first chal achal? Is it chal in the Issa or is it chal in the Afia? So the answer it's a hard question. The answer to the question is I think the question is in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says you make an Issa, v'achach atchos Issa v'seif sefkeinim. Rabbeinu Tam says you chayiv to mafresh chal, right? The shadow of Rabbeinu Tam is going to be, is Rabbeinu Tam only saying if afterwards it comes to something, then that's going to be something? Or the Chiyuv Chal is Chal, and that's Issa, and finished. Already it's Chal, even though I'm not planning on baking it. I'm already going to be Chayiv. I think you have to remember Shadow of Bach, I'm saying, because it's the Chesh of Rabbeinu Tam that side. That's half for Rabbeinu Tam, but did anyone have any rights for Kayiv? That's basically Issa Rabbeinu Tam. If you never ever bake it, is the Shadow is the same Lech as Chal and the Issa? So that's the Pshat Rabbeinu Tam, or it's
like
more.
According to Binyan,
Right. Okay. Yeah, and that side. Okay. That's saying because you have to be willing to say Rabbeinu Tam that there's no chiyuv b'chlal at this point, which the art started. I think there are chiyuvs. I think I'll have to remind Pshat Rabbeinu Tam. I think maybe the Sefta about it, Osi's a Batzeg, Rambam.
The Rav discussed if you forgot to be Mafresh, what's the other one with the Chalos?
You want forgot to be Mafresh? Okay, you want forgot to be Mafresh, what's the halacha in terms of the oven and the Chalos? So this is a very common question. I mean, hopefully it's less common, but if someone learns it, but somebody's we forgot to Mafresh Chalos. And the shaila is in terms of what's going to happen with the oven. So the oven is treif, pashtas. You want to start saying, zeh saichlan, people upset. You know, pashtas, we have issue over here. The oven technically would be treif. And you have to go ahead and masakin it. So we'll go ahead and be masakin it when you're mafresh the shaila now. So you have in mind to be mafresh the blias too. So, you know, that would be good. So, like a chila, they say, have a mind. Could be bechefza words. Could be bechefza words.
What means the oven mafresh or just
the trade? It's a game of Zayislechlin. Game of Zayislechlin. I wouldn't, say Zayislechlin like that for, you know, whatever, you know. Yeah, do the Pimgada, whatever. What? You understand? Look, we have a problem from. We have Sachem I involved. We have a problem, Sachem I involved, which doesn't mean anything to Zaya, to, you know, to the Shuvas Rush about Zaya, right? So Sachem I involved doesn't mention it, there it does. So there are five Mahatma that answer that, which is one approach, right? Okay. Whether there isn't, whether some say it depends on the mitzvah, but there, you know, a lot of different approaches how to do it. You know, Pim Gam has a Zaya. So, you know, you're obviously trade for us. I don't care one time the rest of your life, just making dramatic, it really doesn't make any difference. But, Al-Kapanim, but, whatever, you know, I think you definitely should, like, Achille have a mind, by the way. Do you have a mind, okay, wood patter it? Wood patter it, wood patter it,
wood
patter it, anyway. Now, in terms of, there's a shayla of if the challah was, if the oven was any ben yayma, yes, there's a need in whether we could go in and be, mafish in now right now. What's the shayla? The shayla is ridiculing treif, and now it doesn't exist anymore. I mean, it doesn't exist anymore. It's pugim, so there's nothing for it. There's nothing for it to go ahead and be chal on it. So I don't remember who said what, but I mean, there's like, I remember the Yashu Shamzal man, Chaim, they'll have an opinion on the matter. I think it's definitely much more glatt to say that we see that Davar Chorav Kim Chal the Shvach. So to say that it's totally non-existent, you know, that's something which is definitely very Mechushtika Svar to say. And I think, yeah, you know, we would be Mekal on, even though it's in a binyan way, to go ahead and be mafshet. Or to be mafshet,
sorry.
What
about
the challah?
Is that challah?
What do you mean?
Can you make it tonight? You want to keep the shalim. Is there any eitzah? You want to keep the challah shalim for Shabbos?
So the Gemara says, yeah, right? What? Oh, the Gemara Evan. The Gemara Evan is talking about the
Gemara.
No, the Gemara Evan is talking about, like, your... The more time was considered shalom for Erev. You have to have a, you came to a prusa, and well, there shouldn't be Eva or Pe'alf. So the more is the question that if you mafish a shechala, is that issue or not issue? So the more is the chalak in Nachin and Balabais. She was shir Nachim Shah Balabais. Depending on it's 140th and 124th, in terms of whether the mix of ice, shalom, or not shalom. So the Shari Tshuva in I think it was the was considered the gather of shalim for lechemishner. So Shachuvit says the gather is shalim for this gemara. That's all you have. Yeah. Last time 148, which is like 2%, right? So then that still would be considered a shalim. So as long as it's less than that, if you're not doing so much, then it's still considered shalim. The other place can go by lechemishner is more like a person misachas to it. The misachas it as how looks to a person. Does it look shalim? It doesn't look shalim. So definitely, you can be mafish or mashul or chumra, whatever it is. That definitely, because that could be the eitzah, right? Let's see in the play. You don't have any lachem mishnah, right? What happened? I don't know. The kid like broke all the chalas in half. So you only have two, right? So what do you do? So the lashon obviously you make amitzit the mashul from it, right? It's still shalim. And eat all the chalas, and then just do that. You know, do a Shabbos day, and then but you know that will keep you have lachem mishnah. Okay, any other questions? Do we get everything, or do we have any other questions?
I want to do Afrish, I forgot which question it is.
What's the second last question?
What's the best in
terms of... Oh, burning challah? Okay, so burning challah is an issue.
That was added afterwards.
What is the best way to do Mafrish challah? Yeah. The right way to Mafrish challah? I mean, there are many ways to do Mafrish challah, I'm saying. I mean, the two standard ways are you put your hand on it, probably at least, like, separate it a little bit, and... make the bracha, saying, and you know, Rishi Yassin, be mafresh it, and say Rishi Zuchala.
That's why you step a little bit, that's like
Rishi
Yassin?
Who?
Rishi Yassin, that's why
you step. Today, probably to break it a little bit, that's thing you have to. It sits pretty hand on it, it's probably a little better to break it a little bit, make it a little closer. Okay, I'm saying, makes it a little bit better outside Rishi Yassin. Put your hand on it, make the bracha, and Rishi Zuchala. The other way is be mafresh it, and then afterwards, do the procedure. Both Nagam and totally fine.
Is there
meaning enough
to cover with the makkah?
What is that?
Is there meaning enough to cover with the sort of a sheet to down or whatever? One big extent is just cover it and the cover up for the makkah?
Do that?
Yeah.
What? Well, because I want to make sure for sure this is here.
Okay.
In terms of burning the cows like this, so burning the cow is a very important discussion in terms of the burning of the challah, because B'tzalecha, you know, in Shabbos Chafei, it sounds like there's a mitzvah to burn challah. Why? Where's Rashi Taisa, right? Is it doing the Kodesh? Is it a mitzvah to burn it? Or just more shalei kashal? That's why we're burning it. You know, definitely the Arishan would say there's a mitzvah Mitzvah Sveifa, Sveifa Schala, and Tamura. And it definitely would be Mitzvah Sveifa Schala. The issue would be is that, you know, if you, sometimes people, when you burn the challah, like the classic, okay, so the person burns the challah, you're not sure, that's totally burnt. So what do you do? You want to check what's totally burnt. So how do you check it? You open it up, you stick a fork in to see if it's totally burnt. Now, if it's not totally burnt, what the person did, you just scraped off your fork, right? You check the fork. So the many houses, which, because then it'd be machmer on burning the challah, the whole kitchen strafe. Okay. Or you put it in the oven and it wasn't covered so well. So later you're going to say Saifland, Seder, fine, say Saifland. But you know, that could be another issue. Or fall sometimes. You know, it could fall sometimes. So and then no, it's something like a Naya Machla, like somebody, a couple of people asked me recently, that the family minig is to burn it in the oven open. Like, what do we do? Huh? I don't know. Yeah. So they're bad for them, but like, what? No, but all the food, open. There's it, it's like an idea, I'm saying, but yeah, but it's not there then, but yeah, so therefore there are those who do like the Chazanish, which say like the Chazanish goes more with the Takala, so they're more, we show them at Takala, and therefore they wrap it up and throw it out. They used to have in the neighborhood those fresh challah boxes. Did they ever get picked up? Okay, I'm sure. But yeah. But yeah, you have to be careful. Oh, in terms of donuts is very important by Hanukkah time also. In terms of donuts, is donuts have a precious challah, so they don't come out with. Right, Mechaber says that what? What? Chata and the Shach says? Shach's Machmet, so what should one be doing? Machmet. Many times over and over, situations of stories of people with home businesses, which I had people ask them what they do about Fashas Challah. They say, donuts? They don't do Fashas Challah. So, yeah, it's a problem. Saying, yeah, definitely.
It's in the
Padas
Baker for sure. Right?
Huh?
It's in the Padas Baker.
They don't bake them. They don't bake them also. If they bake them for sure, it's but many of the home businesses are not being Fashas Challah. Many of them are not being mad for Shala. You'd have to check what the Hashem Malbus is doing, I don't know. You know, something which, you know, they need.
So I just want to share a link, if you deep fry it, they put like something in it. So
once out of four, we had a discussion with one of them, was trying to say things like Mechaber is the Pesach. But, yeah, the Shach's Machmer, Shach's Machmer, yeah, Shach's Machmer. No, the Shach's Machmer, yeah, definitely. Hello? What do they say? There's no hexer in the world which is not like one, besides one. And then one hexer in America is Mekel, every single hexer in America is Machmeron on donuts. That's the story with donuts.
Friday night can be Semich on Rebbe's Hafrasha.
Rebbe makes Hafrasha? Well, that was the last question. What was the question?
There are Gedolim who have said to
Mafish. Except the other is on the different Rabbanim that do a Fresh.
Remember on Friday night.
The Mafish for everybody. It's Nachal. So Shalom and Welcome is there. So Shaila is at Minal Shein Minai. Minal Shein Minai. I imagine they're smart enough that they make it like very, very late, right?
Very well.
That they make the chiyuv and nefesh later on, right? They do it right before Shabbos, right? I imagine, right? I imagine that's what they're doing.
They have one Easter, like they
finish Easter.
They have like one.
So the question is, do we have to be worried that it's going to be 1 year and another year? I imagine that would work, right?
They have 1 year and another year?
I imagine that would work out, right? I imagine that the Melcham will be, so whoever does it, you have to make sure it's not 1 year from another year. They do all the types of minim. They do all the types of minim. And they do a whole bunch of types, all the types of minim. Well?
The stuff they at least do people.
No, the question is you have to know, like, you know, if they have, but you have to find out they do it. But I mean, if they make sure that's from the same year, so I don't know if it's how shkir is it, like, have flowers in different years? Is that very shkir? How shkir? I don't know, this is a big chapter, don't know. What? You just have to make sure it's not shana shana. I imagine if they're doing it, they're doing all different types of, they have to do it later on, that no one else had a chiv afterwards. And what's midin zachin then? Because the person gets midin zachin shayla.
Sorry,
someone
takes off the
chomer
and
is
supposed to be
kigal
kizayas?
No, we take off the chomer.
Even regular challah, you
don't
make
sure
the chomer.
But just the chomer, that one is.
It was
what's going on
that.
Doesn't have to take off. I don't know exactly what they do. I don't know. I'm saying if they have it all worked out, if it's all shana all from this year and they do it late enough, and I'm saying it's not pada and sachin, you're happy for them. It's to be chal, it's about the chir. Like here, someone can work. I'm not familiar with exactly what they do. I should find out. And it doesn't happen. You never got. I think I only once got a knock on my door. The guy that wasn't my first chal. Either way, I'm saying like this, okay, so this way it's Tom. We start Rabbanis. So let's say you get a Shaila. Somebody called up, but somebody forgot the Mafish Shaila. If you tell the person, like, look, listen, if a woman forgot the Mafish Shaila, that's like, it's pretty basic, right? Am I wrong? Right? I know lives are very busy and hectic, and I was a lot of children, they went a little whelmed, and say that, but they should have forgot the Mafish Shaila, right? They're saying, no, this is something, whatever. Now, you know, and this is something which the Rabbanim struggle with all the time on these type of shaylas. You know, many times the b'di eved comes the chadchila, and you know, if it comes, you know, right? She's supposed to be my first chala. It's her mitzvah. She's not supposed to be my first chala. And it's one of the right. He's still the guy's maimony in at the end of the zrayim. So am I my first chala? Also the yam of chala. It's everything is zrayim. Guys speaks on Hashem. You have to read it. It goes to the beautiful piece, right? Fika achi al yizadim and they basically just learn Tamid in the Kolchus and Tel Salam Hashem Bikir Mem Chaseyam Hashem Zain Likud Stuk it's like the Chana Chana's Rosh Tevis Chala. And again, this is the Makar, you know, they have those Fresh Chala events, like, right? Everybody's like Fresh Chala events, they make Bachas and they do it all right. So the question is, like, you know, where does you know, where does such a thing come from? So nowadays, like, we live in, like, the school generation, right? Like, when, like I once came to Pankanevsky, and there's like a lot of stars happening in the shul. He says, because they talk about Kedusha Shatz. So he said, coming fast from that, I said that. So he put a shul in the Ramah says, talk about Kedusha Shatz, so the stars happen. He doesn't know him up. He said, coming fast from that, he said that. He's like, it's a Ramah, what's it to do with me? So the guy said that, that Kedusha said, that if you do the chassid with the written the source of Dibris, people would have listened. So, I guess the earliest Makar is over here, this Sagai Smaim is down at then. When he gives, you have to read this, Islam Rabbi, he goes to all the Shokol can I go on mitzvahs and chavivahi s'chus gimud v'anevah ayla and s'chala and yet all the memory chazal, which some of them are not familiar with the other places. Then he writes, therefore the fikach isha b'svah tamid b'shash and mitzvah b'yodah v'kayim v'asav k'chasecha shisha ha'kash baruch hu b'anam sadikim v'yashem v'yodim shmiz baruch k'dil saif whatever. Now, you know, can I just see this? This is a guy's mind. I guess I wish everyone a Like much before, it's discussed. Able to give share to such chasu between chamim, and if you know if I had any mistakes, please let me know. And yeah, just like to the other and so basically, the Glasgow case, like, you know, a lot of times later, a lot of times the b'di'avad comes, the b'di'avad comes out here. It's like, you don't know, like Shkala. So like, I want to know, is the what to be Samaran? Probably, it's probably, you know, it's probably okay. Is it something which is Kedai or not Kedai to do? Because then it just comes like, oh, it's okay, and it ends up whatever. You know, a lady calls up. She's got a bedika. You guys going to Nachas Nida? She called up the old time. She got to do the day two bedika, right? So what's halacha? It's totally the same halacha, right? But like, if you just go like that, so then what happens? Just forget. It's like, oi. We pause. And whatever, you have to know it's not the person, whatever. I'm saying, because otherwise, once every time you need something which is a b'di'avad dika thing, so just it's human nature, you know, the b'di'avad, what? That's what it is. You always have to be careful when you're dealing with, you know, whatever. Whenever you give a shas of chak heter, you have to have them so confused that they have no clue, like, what, you know. It's because the Rebbe's yahrzeit, and that's what they make. Otherwise, and it was one time saying, whatever, because otherwise the, you know, the average comes out. Yeah.